朋友，欢迎你收听活在耶稣里事工网站为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是孙约翰牧师，他的讲道信息有英文同步翻译。愿神仆人的讲解能引导你更好地认识神和跟随神。
今天早晨
This morning,
我要和弟兄姐妹看一段圣经。
I'd like to study with you from a portion of the Bible.
这段圣经是非常非常的熟悉的。
This is very familiar to all.
那是记在路加福音第十六章。
This can be found in the Gospel according to Luke chapter 16.
我们从第十九节念完第三十一节。
We shall read from verses 19 to 31.
那这段圣经耶稣基督所讲的不是一个比喻。
Here, what Jesus is saying is not a parable.
这一段圣经耶稣基督所讲的那是一个真实的事情，真实的故事。
But rather, this is a true account, a true story.
为什么呢？
Why do I say this?
每一次耶稣基督讲比喻的时候，从来不把名字讲出来的。
Because whenever Jesus uses a parable, he will never mention a name.
但是在这段圣经里告诉我们说，耶稣讲到有两个人，一个是财主，一个是拉撒路。
But here, Jesus mentions about a rich man and Lazarus.
所以我们读这段圣经的时候，不要看好像比喻那样来说，这是一个真实的故事。
Therefore, as we read this account, do not treat it as a parable, but rather a true story.
不然的话，耶稣基督不会把名字提出来。
Otherwise, he will not mention Lazarus by name.
那这段圣经，如果你仔细去看的话，好像似乎是耶稣把那个永恒，将来的永恒，永生、永生、永死，把这个幕就把它揭开了。
Here, it is as though Jesus has broke apart the curtain about eternal death, eternal life.
让我们所有的人都能够稍微看见关于将来永恒的事情。
He parted the curtain so we can see what is going to happen in eternity.
这件事情对你我不可以忽略的。
This is something that you and I should never ignore.
所以今天早晨我要把这段圣经稍微的解释，不一定我讲得很清楚，但是我稍微的解释和弟兄姐妹一起的来分享。
This morning, I would like to explain to you this portion of scriptures.
耶稣基督讲到在这里有两个人。
Jesus mentions two people.
一个是财主。
One is a rich man.
一个呢？
The other one?
我问你们就回答我啊。
So reply.
我好像精神不是太好。
It is as though I'm not too energetic today.
你们又会回答我的时候，把我的精神提起来。
So when you respond, you will give me energy.
还有一个呢？
The other person is
Lazarus. 那这两个人，耶稣讲到他们的这一些的事情，让我看见有三件不同的事情。
There are three things that are relevant to the interaction.
那这上来哪三件事情呢？
And what are the three things?
第一件事情我所看见的，这两个人有相同点和不相同点的生活。
I noticed that there are similarities and dissimilar or differences in their lifestyle.
第二点让我看见了，这一段圣经是看见有相同点和不相同点的死亡。
The second one is similarities and differences in death.
第三点，从这段圣经里头，我可以看见有相同点和不相同点的将来、结局和永恒。
I'd like to deal with the third issue, the similarities and differences as to their eternal outcome, whether it's death or life.
让我很简单，很快的就把它讲过去。
Very quickly, I'm going to go through the three points.
第一点是相同点和不相同点的生活。
Firstly, the similarities and differences in their lifestyle.
那如果你看起来的话，实在是不太公平。
You will see that it is unfair.
相同点是在哪里呢?
Where is the similarity?
他们都是犹太人。
They're both Jews.
都是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
They're both descendants of Abraham.
也都是上帝的选民。
In other words, chosen people of God.
你说对不对呢?
Isn't that true?
拉撒路是犹太人。
Lazarus was a Jew.
财主也是犹太人。
The rich man was a Jew.
所以这是非常相同的。
This is similarities.
但是不相同点呢是讲到他们的生活。
But the differences in their, is in their lives, in their lifestyle.
这个财主是你可看见他这一个人是一个财主。
This man is a rich man.
但是这个财主是非常的财主。
But he is very, very rich.
不是普通的财主。
This is not an ordinary rich man.
那你去看见这个不相同的，这一个财主是衣食住行是相当相当的高尚尊贵。
This man is incredibly wealthy, and so he lives a very luxurious lifestyle.
那穿的是紫色袍和细麻布。
He will wear linen.And a purple robe.
为什么耶稣基督讲到这一件事情？
Why did Jesus specifically mention this?
那就讲到这一个人所穿的是非常的高贵。
In other words, this man would wear the name brand of his time.
从前皇帝就穿紫色袍了。
That would be equivalent to the king at that time.
甚至非常高级的祭司长、祭司们都穿紫色袍。
The high priest would wear purple.
所以他这个人穿的是非常的高贵。
So this man would wear something that is exorbitant.
像我们这个
罗律
师一样的，穿的都是非常名贵的西装。
Just like how Pastor's son would wear always brand names.
我的衣服都是哐啷哐啷哐啷的。那么他吃的呢
？And what about what he eats?
圣经告诉我们是天天宴肉啊。
The Bible says that he's partying every day.
他吃的是山珍海味啊。
He eats all the best seafood in the world.
天天哦。
And it's daily.
不是隔天哦。
It is not every other day.
也不是一个礼拜一次哦。
It's not once a week.
天天哦。
It's on a daily basis.
有多少的人每一天吃山珍海味啊
？How many of you would eat abalone and king crab every day?
哦，你可看见。他是衣食住，圣经告诉我们说他是住的大房子。
The Bible says that he lives in a big house.
因为这个要饭的在他的门口外面在那里等着要讨饭。
Because the beggar is sitting at his gate, asking for help.
我敢相信这个按照现在的价钱来说的话
，According to the value now,
不是几千万呢。
I'm sure that it is more than 10 million.
我知道在我们中间可能有几千万的一栋房子在这个里头。
I'm sure many of you will have houses worth about 10 million.
很有钱。
But he is very rich.
啊，很有钱。
He's very rich.
那么他的行呢？我敢相信他开的车子，他的马车是非常的金贵的。
I'm sure that his chariot is also very luxurious.
他是出去行走，这个来往不是一匹马拉，那是八匹马拉。这是我想象的。
So I imagine that when he is going out, his carriage will be drawn by eight horses.
哦，你可看见这个人实在是很了不起。
This man is incredible.
好像现在的人。开的车子，现在你到我们这个，到我们的 Richmond 来看看。
Now, if you can come to our Richmond to look.
你到 Richmond 一看了，都是奔驰啊、法拉利啦等等的，都在我们 Richmond 里。
You will see all the name brands, all the luxurious cars in Richmond.
哎呀，我告诉你，看见他们我就昏倒了。
So when I see that, I faint.
哦，都是衣食住行都是不得了，这个财主啊
！Because people are living a very wealthy lifestyle.
但另外一个人呢？另外一个财主不相同的另外一个财主，一个人叫拉撒路。
But in contrast, we see a man called Lazarus.
不同的，他是你可以看见他是这个贫病交加在他的身上。
You will notice that he is sick and he is poor.
他是个叫花子。
He is a beggar.
那可能就是很荒唐的。
He could be handicapped as well.
人就每天把他抬到那个财主的门口，在那里要饭的，要一点东西吃。
Every day, somebody will have to bring him over to the gate for him to ask for help.
财主所吃下来的东西一丢，他就吃了。
whatever is left over from the table of the wealthy man, they'll throw it to him.
你说什么东西呢?
Then you say, what?
像个面包啊。
Maybe bread.
这个财主吃完了以后啊，没有擦手的，他用面包擦擦手，就把扔过去，这个垃圾路就在那把它吃掉了。
Maybe these are the crumbs from the table that are thrown down to him.
哎呀，你看看这多可怜啊，不仅是一个要饭的，而且身上都是病啊。
Not only is he a beggar, but he's got a lot of wounds or sores on his body.
如柴啊、
he's got no money and he's got
he's, 骨瘦如柴、啊、
and he is so skinny his skin and bones
如果你可看见了这个身上都是病啊
his skin and bones and full of sores
臭气冲天、啊、
and I'm sure that he stinks as well
这两个不都是犹太人
and both of them are Jews
都是亚伯拉罕的后裔
they're both descendants of Abraham
都是上帝的选民
they're both chosen people of God
不就在这里吗
but there's the difference
真不公平啊
it's so unfair
你说公平不公平、啊、
you say is it unfair fair or unfair
没话没听不懂我的话啊没反应了啊公不公平、啊、
Is it fair or unfair?
啊这个不公平、啊、
It is unfair.
All right, 我再看第二点。
Let's look at the second point.
第二点是看我们看他们相同的和不相同的那个死亡。
Let us look at their similarities and differences in their deaths.
我现在请大家一起来看圣经。
Let's all read together.
圣经怎么说呢?
What does the Bible say?
22节。
22。
后来那逃犯的死了。
It says that the beggar died.
被天使带去到亚伯拉罕的怀里。
The angels carried him to Abraham's side.
财主下面什么字啊?什么字啊?一个字,什么字啊?Yes,
it says here that the rich man also died.
这两个人在对死的那一个命运来说是相同的。
Now, the similarity is that they both died.
要犯了死了。
The beggar died.
可能很年轻。
Perhaps he was young.
对不对？啊，这个病痛啊，生病了。
Because he was ill, maybe.
啊，可能是个孤儿。
It could be he could have been an orphan.
没有人照顾。
Nobody looking after him.
早死了。
Now he died early.
但财主也死了。
But now the rich man died too.
什么时候死我不知道。
Why he died, we don't know.
哪一个年龄死我不知道。
What year he died, we don't know.
怎么死我不知道。
How he died, we don't know.
但圣经说他也死了。
Nevertheless, the Bible says he also died.
死是最公平了。
So death.Is the most fair thing.
所以圣经告诉我们说,
the Bible says,
人人都有一死。
Everyone will have to go through death.
不管是你长得漂亮的，不长得漂亮，很丑的，都要死。
Whether you're beautiful or ugly, you still die.
有钱的，没有钱的，都要死。
Whether you're rich or poor, you die.
你说对不对啊?
Isn't it true?
我最近看了一个报纸啊。
Recently, I read a newspaper article.
这个报纸他找了。这个人叫这上面叫的哦。
Ross Perot. This man is called Ross Perot.
大家都看过没这个人
I'm sure you've seen him.
这个美国人曾经竞选两次美国总统
Actually, Ross Perot has tried to run for president twice.
Unfortunately, 他败了。
Unfortunately, he failed in his candidacy.
哇，他很有钱啊。
But he's rich.
多少钱啊
How much money?
虽然不是全世界的富第一、富第二富，但是他很有钱哦。
Although he is not number one or number two in the wealthy,
有41亿美金。
He is wealthy enough. He's got 41 billion.
很有钱吗
？Yes.
有多少人我们在这里有1亿美金的基金
？How many of you have 1 billion U.S.?
1亿美金。
How many of you have 1 billion U.S.? Raise your hand.
没有一个1亿的，他有41亿啊。
He's got 41 billion U.S.
了不起啊！
He's an incredible man.
啊，了不起啊！
He's an incredible man.
很长寿啊！
He is also long lived.
跟我一样年纪。
Same age as Pastor Sun.
他死了。
He died.
我没有钱，我还活着呢。
So Pastor Sun is still alive.
但我告诉你，我还要死的呀。
But Pastor Sun, sooner or later, he's going to die too.
什么时候死我不知道。
But I don't know when Pastor Sun is going to die.
但是总是会死。
But one day, everybody will die.
如果你去看创世纪的话
，If you read from the book of Genesis,
因为人犯罪了以后
，Because after a man sinned,
神对亚当说
，God said to Adam,
第三章第十九节打出来，我看看好不好？
In Genesis 3:19, what does it say?
直到日落要吐。换句话说，人犯罪以后
after man fell.
神对亚当夏娃说，直到你落了土，换句话说，你要死。
In other words, until you turn into dust, until you die.
你是尘土造的，你还要归于死。
Because from dust you came, to dust you return.
我告诉你哦。
Let me tell you.
不管你活了一百岁。
Whether you live to 100.
一百二十岁。
120.
好不好？
Isn't that good?
他说有人说什么是你会长寿的。
People say, Pastor Sun, you're going to be long lived.
你会活到一百多岁。
You will live more than 100.
我告诉你，我如果活了一百五十四岁、一百五十五岁的话，你看都不敢看我了。
I'm sure if I'm 155 years old, you will not want to see me because I would look like a ghost.
一百五十岁了，你看你鬼啊！
Can you imagine 150 years old?
哎呀，我也不想哎。
I don't want to be that way.
我现在八十八岁已经很不错了。
Right now at 88, that's not bad.
可能我八十九岁走了。
Maybe I'll go in 89. Who knows?
每一个人都要死啊
But everybody has to go through death.
希伯来书第九章二十七节说按着定命人人都有一死啊
Hebrews 9 says, it's stated that everyone would have to go through death.
有钱的人会死。
The rich man will die.
没有钱的人也会死。
The poor man will die.
没有学问的人会死。
The uneducated will die.
没有学问的人也要死。
The educated will die.
你长得丑的人要死。
The ugly ones will die.
你长得很漂亮很美丽的人也要死。
The good looking ones will die too.
每一个人都要死。
Everybody got to die.
如果你再去看一节圣经的话
If you read from another verse
我们再看一节圣经
Another verse
这个我们念了再念一节圣经吧 再给大家看一节好不好我们看传道书吧
Ecclesiastes
没有啊好好来来来来来、第三章第一节它下面还有几个字没有打出来
In Ecclesiastes 3:1
大家一起来念请来这个下面还有六个字什么还有六个字什么字呢生有死死也有死
There's a time to be born and a time to die
每个人都会死
Everybody's gonna die
为什么
Why is this?
因为人犯了罪
Because people have sinned
人犯了罪以后人人都会死
So after man sinned then they have to die
所以死是最公平的
Therefore death is the fairest thing of all
你说对不对
Don't you agree? Don't you agree?
好像你不要死
It is as though you don't want to die.
人人都会死啊。
You need to die. You have to die.
有一个富人。
There is a rich man.
他生了一个女孩子，男孩子。
He has a son.
胖胖的。
Chubby.
还有好看。
Good looking.
眼睛大大的。
Big eyes.
耳朵长长的。
Long ears.
哇，这个是长命百岁的人。
This looks like he's going to live for 100.
所以他就把这个他孩子抱到一个在他们村里面最智慧的一个年长的人。
He then brought this baby to the oldest man in the village.
听说这个老人家会算命的。
Because this man is a fortune teller.
他能够看，他能够算你未来的会做什么，会怎么样这个发生。
He can tell you everything that will happen for this little baby.
所以这个妇女就把这个孩子抱到他那个老人家那里。
So the mother then brought the baby to the old man.
他的老先生呢？
Then she says, old man, Mr. This is my son.
你看看
Look at him.
看看好不好看
Isn't he good looking?
哇真好看、啊、
Good looking baby.
真好真美丽的长相啊
He's got a very nice demeanor.
他说老先生他将来会做什么
Will you please tell me what can this baby do in the future? What is the future of this baby?
这个老人想看一看他
The old man looked.
再看看妈妈
And looked at the mother.
他说他将来一定会死
In the future, he surely will die.
哎呀他是盼望他这个老人家能够说，哎呀，他将来能够升官啦、发财啦，那个的。他哪里知道老人家说，我告诉你，我实实在在告诉你，他一定会死。
Mother was hoping for some good news about the baby, and the old man says, "I'm sure that he will die one day."
你看看孙中山到哪里去了
？Where is Sun Yat-sun today?
蒋介石到哪里去了
？Where is Chiang Kai-shek today?
毛泽东呢
？Where is Mao Zedong?
周恩来呢
？Where's 周恩来？
邓小平呢？
邓小平。
蒋经国呢
？Or 蒋经国。
老早走了。
They all died.
金花他是一世很风光。
Even if he had a very successful career.
到了时间到了。
Ultimately, when the time comes,
他也是。
He'll die.
你我都是一样。
You and I, we're all the same.
你不要笑他。
Don't laugh at him.
啊，你我有一天都这样子。
You and I will meet the same predicament.
你好几个月没有看见圣约翰，你说圣约翰到哪里去了
？When you don't see John's son for a few weeks, you say, "Where is Reverend son?"
他走了。
He passed.
走到哪里？
Where did he go?
不是啊。
No, he did not go to a.
他死了。
Actually, he passed. He died.
每一个人都要死。
Everybody's gonna die.
你说对不对啊
？Don't you agree?
好像你不会死的样子。
It is as though you are not going to die.
对不对啊
？Don't you agree?
对。
Yes.
所以死是最公平的。
Death is a fairest thing indeed.
不公，不同的在哪里呢
？But where's the difference?
不同的一个是魔鬼把财主带到地狱里去，永恒里去。
The devil dragged the rich man to hell.
但是拉撒路呢
？But Lazarus.
圣经说。天使把他带走了。
But Lazarus was brought to Abraham by the angels.
虽然这个财主死的时候非常的风光。
Although the burial for the wealthy man was glorious.
那个丧事礼拜非常的隆重啊。
Although there was a lot of ceremony for his burial.
这个 funeral service 的那个 chapel 的时候，哎呦，摆满了花了。
And I'm sure that the funeral service will be filled with flowers.
很多人在那恭祭啊。
Many people will be giving their condolences.
很多人在那笑，在那下拜啊。
Many people will be bowing to the cadaver.
但是我告诉你
，But I'll tell you this.
虽然拉撒路死的时候
，Although Lazarus died,
他是个要饭的。
He is a beggar.
他也没有棺材。
He's got no coffin.
可能没有人照顾。
Maybe no one looking after the cadaver.
那个时候在这个在犹太地方，可能有一个人就看见那个拉撒路死在那，就把他布一个鞋子一包放在火里面烧掉。
Maybe according to Jewish custom, when they see a beggar dying, they'll just wrap him in cloth and burn him.
不同的在哪里
？Where's the difference?
圣经告诉我们说，天拉撒路天使带走了。
The Bible says that the angels carried Lazarus.
那个财主呢
？What about the rich?
财主是魔鬼把他带走了。
The rich man was taken away by the devil.
两个不同了。
There's the difference.
弟兄姐妹们
，Dear brothers,
请注意哦。
Let's pay attention to this.
这个圣经里面所讲的是耶稣基督讲的是实实在在的事情。
This is a true story that was narrated by Jesus Christ.
这不是个故事，不是一个，
这不是
个
比喻。This is not a parable.
这是一个实在的事情。
This is a true story.
第三件事情。
Thirdly,
圣经告诉我们说
，The Bible says,
拉撒路被带到哪里去了
？Where was Lazarus?
被天使带到亚伯拉罕的怀里。
The angels brought him to the side of Abraham.
哦，在那里，就是都带到永恒的里头去。
In other words, he was brought into eternity.
相同的是，他们都到永恒里去了。
Similarity is that they both went into eternity.
不同的是，他们有两条不同的路。
The difference is that they have two different roads to two different eternities.
按照我们普通的人来说
，According to ordinary people,
一个就是到了天堂去了
，One to heaven,
永生道路去了
，Eternity,
一个是到地狱去了
，The other one to Hades or hell.
永生的道路去了
，In other words, to eternal death.
圣经告诉我们说
，The Bible says.Lazarus went to the bosom of Abraham. He received comfort. He receives the benediction of the peace from Abraham. He's got joy. Father Abraham represents the Heavenly Father.In the heavenly kingdom.
圣经告诉我们说
The Bible says,
在天国里头
In the heavenly kingdom,
这个再没有战争
There will be no war,
再没有痛苦
There will be no pain,
再没有眼泪
There will be no tears,
再没有死亡
There will be no death,
在主的里头
In Christ,
是平安的
There's peace,
在主的里头
In the Lord,
是喜乐的
It's joyful,
在主的里头
In the Lord,
是安稳的
It is peaceful.
所以你看亚伯拉罕这个拉撒路就被天使带到天国里面
Here, Lazarus was brought to the bosom of Abraham.
但是这个财主呢
But the rich man,
被魔鬼带到那个阴间里头
He was brought into hell by the devil. There's the difference.
财主在阴间里头圣经说受痛苦
Here, the Bible says that the rich man is in hell and suffering in agony.
我要让你们大家看一看。
Read.
好，请你们大家一起来看第23节。
In verse 23.
这个财主他就是财主，财主在阴间受痛苦，远远的举目远远的望见亚伯拉罕，又望见撒玛利亚拉撒路在他怀里，就喊着说：“我主亚伯拉罕啊，可怜我吧，打发拉撒路用指头沾一点水凉凉我的舌头，因为我在这里什么，在这火焰里什么。”
In verse 24, the rich man said to Abraham, "Have pity on me and send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue because I am in agony in this fire."
这段圣经的话
If you read from this text,
在这里讲到痛苦极其痛苦痛苦痛苦
We see here he is in agony, he is in torment.
因为拉撒路到了阴间
Because the rich man is in hell.
通俗地说因为拉撒路到了地狱里头
In other words, the rich man is now in Hades.
在马可福音第九章告诉我们说到地狱里头是虫是不死的 火是不灭的
In Mark 9 it says, the worms don't die, the fire do not quench.
那不是暂时的痛苦。
This is not a temporary suffering.
那不是时间会过去的。
This is not just a temporary agony.
那我在这里告诉我们，永永远远啊。
But here it talks about an eternal agony.
我请你们看看这个是启示了最后的关于地狱的光景。
Let us read from Revelation as to the condition of hell.
我从这一段圣经里告诉我们说，他我在这个火焰里是极其痛苦。
He says that I'm agonizing in this fire.
我请你们每一个人翻开有圣经的，打开启示录第二十一章。
Let's turn to Revelation 21.
启示录二十一章，每一个人翻开来。
In Revelation 21.
有圣经的。
If you have the Bible with you.
啊，我不知道这里有没有。
Yes, Revelation 21:8.
哇，好，很好。他们的粪就在烧着硫磺的火里，这是什么？第二次的事
All these people will be consigned to the fiery lake of burning sulfur. This is the second death.
那些撒谎的、不信的、欺骗的、行邪术的，所以他们的份、他们将来的结局就是扔在硫磺的火里。这是第二次的事
For the unbelieving, the vile, the murderers, the sexually immoral, practicing magic arts, adulteries, and so on, that they will go through a second death.
罗马书第六第三第六章第六章怎么说呢
What does Romans 6 say?
二十三节告诉我们说罪的工价呢是死
That the wages of sin is death.
我们人人都有罪
Because everyone has sinned.
我有罪
I have sinned.
你有罪
You have sinned.
我们的结局是什么
What are the wages of sin?
我们结局的是死
Ultimately we'll die.
这不是肉体的死
It is not a physical death.
不是这个死呢，不是说每一个人都是肉体里有都要断气的。
It is not that we're talking about the death physically.
这个死是第二次的死。
This death we talk about is a second death.
启示录告诉我们说第二次的死哦。
Revelation says this is a second death.
那是灵魂的死哦。
This is the death of the spirit.
那是第二次的死哦。
Or the soul. This is a second death.
弟兄姐妹们在这里告诉我们说不幸的气鬼诈了撒谎了等等这个是将来的份就是第二次的死。
For the unbelieving, the immoral and all these, they ultimately they will end up in a second death.
我请你们再看第二十章。
Let's read again in verse 20.
二十章，我们请你们看第十节。
Chapter 20, verse 11.
大家一起来，请来。他们受痛苦，直到。
They will be tormented day and night.
两年。
For 2 years.
五年。
5 years.
十年。
10 years.
什么时候？
For how long?
永永远远
forever and ever
你可以这个到现在这个财主在那里还是被火在那里烧、啊、
So even to this day the rich man is still in hell being burned
不是肉体那是灵魂、啊、
This is the soul being burned
弟兄姐妹我们讲灵魂、啊、
We're talking about the soul
每一个人与动物不同了因为我们有灵魂、啊、
The difference between human beings and animals is that humans have soul
这个灵魂是真正的圣约翰呐。
This is the true John.
你的灵魂是真正的王某某、张某某、李某某、林某某啊。
Because the soul is your true identity.
圣经告诉我们说
，The Bible says，
我们每一个人的肉体都会死。
All our physical body will die，
但是我们灵魂永远不死。
But the soul will never die。
是你去哪个地方呢
？Wherever you go，
你是永死。
Do you go to eternal death or eternal life？
永世在这里告诉我们说
Here it says eternal death is
火在那里烧着
There's a fire An ending fire
永永远远
This is for eternity
那是 second death
这个就是第二次的死亡
第二次弟兄姐妹们
Dear brothers and sisters
在这里告诉我们说不同的在这里
Here is the difference. The rich man is in agony. He's being tormented. His soul is being tormented. There's a conscience in hell. And they can see. And they can pray. They can speak. They can suffer. They can feel. They can be reminded.All these things, the sentient things are there.
然后再看见拉撒路在亚伯拉罕的怀里得到享安息。
The rich man can see a cross and see Lazarus with Abraham.
亚伯拉罕说呀，拉撒路现在在我怀里。
Abraham says that Lazarus is in my bosom. He is being comforted.
弟兄姐妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
你。要去永生呢，还是永死？
The question now is, are you going to eternal death or eternal life?
现在我要开始要讲道了。
That now, Pastor Sun is going to start to preach.
刚刚不过开始。
A while ago, that was just an appetizer.
讲到现在开始了啊。
Now he starts.
几点我现在不晓得。你们今天中午不要回去了。
So you may have to skip lunch today.
我在这里要给你们讲非常重要的信息。
Now, in an important message.
现在我要读这段圣经
I'm gonna,
你读这段圣经
As you read this text
我读这段圣经
As I read this text
你有没有问题啊
Do you have a question?
朋友如果你喜欢这个节目请你将活在耶稣里事工网站的网址告诉你的亲朋好友你也可以在我们的首页复印邀请收听的卡片或用微信或微博传递给朋友们，使更多的人通过收听，更好地认识主耶稣，并接受他的救恩，得到永生生命。